You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For centuries, the defining role of a library was to be a repository of books. Well, as Americans continue to move away from the printed page to digital screens, how does a library keep itself relevant? Nationwide, library leaders are adapting to this shift by reimagining the library as a more engaged community center, as well as the role of a librarian being rebranded to reflect their expertise as content curators. Joining me live in studio to talk more about the changing face of libraries is Kevin Boo, director of the Boise City Library. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. Thanks for having me today.
I think this is fascinating because in this day and age where we're seeing more and more brick and mortar businesses closing down because everybody buys everything online, we do everything online, libraries are actually expanding.
They are. They're actually thriving, and libraries are growing. Their activity, their business is growing. We've seen over the last 5 years, just at Boise Public, an increase in circulation of about 10% and customer visits about 12%. So it continues to grow, and that's true nationwide. That hasn't slowed down.
Right, and that is the thing. That is the trend nationwide. Right. And what I'm curious about is that before we came on the air, we were talking a little bit about the fact that when we see a recession happen, you see library usage go up.
Mm-hmm.
And I really noticed that with this last recession, that you all of a sudden you saw this influx of more people using the library. Mm-hmm. Is that why we're seeing this? Or, you know, because even though we're out of the recession, I mean, did people just get into the habit of using the library more? Or has the model changed?
I think it's all of the above. I think the recession, the Great Recession, brought people into the library and they found out that, wow, there's good resources here that we didn't remember as a kid. It was just racks and stacks, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And today the library is a learning center. It's an exploration center. So I think that's one of the factors that go into it. I think we also have this movement to self-teach ourselves things, you know, to learn how to cook, to learn how to, you know, put flooring in our home, to learn how to create architecture, to learn how to do gaming, to learn how to code. We had 14,000 kids sign up for coding class last year. And that's something that 10 years ago you never would have seen. They check out robots, and we partner with Boise Codes and the Endeavor Foundation, as well as Micron Foundation. So you're seeing people use the library in different ways. Entrepreneurs use it to do business research and business planning. Nonprofit community uses it to research grant opportunities. We have the Veterans Affairs Department come in, and they do work with homeless veterans as well as other veterans who might need help getting social worker contacts. We have the Learning Lab does immigration and refugee services as well as literacy and GED services. So the library's actually become a place where everybody gets together and they learn new things. I like to say they acquire information at the library, but they also apply it at the library. So I think you're seeing kind of a trend in that. I also think that we've lived about 30, 40 years in the so-called information age. And I think we're moving out of that into a communication age. So what we see now at the library, people coming in and saying, I have this information. First of all, is it true? How do I verify it? And second of all, I need to talk to somebody about that to evaluate the information.
And what I think is interesting about this is you even at the Boise Public Library, you've taught classes on things like how do you verify information? And that goes to that applied learning that you're talking about.
Correct. We like to teach about authoritative resources to get people not only to look at Google or Wikipedia, but look at the databases that we subscribe to and the reference sources that we have so that they're getting juried, authoritative, verifiable information.
And traditionally, libraries have really been for the young children and then older people. And I have spent many times at those story times at the library. But with this shift, you're actually, and this is a nationwide trend when I was doing research on this, you're seeing more teenagers coming into the library. And that was the group that dropped off from the library.
Right. And the economy is changing so that those kids and our younger generations are actually more interested in the creative economy as well as the knowledge-based economy. So they're coming to the library to learn skills. Plus, it's free. So for them, it's a great deal, and they just it's kind of like the share economy. Libraries invented the shared economy. We're the very first entity of the United States where you could borrow something and return it.
Right. Well, and also it's this idea, as you said, of like the different spaces that, that libraries have and how that's trending to things like the tech spaces, what there's virtual reality, 3D printers. I mean, are these the things that are keeping, you know, kids interested in the library?
Yes, kids and older people too. But the kids come to explore that technology. They might come with their parents, and the parents like to explore it with them. And then as prices come down over time, they may purchase one for home, which is exactly what happened with PCs. They experimented with them at school and at libraries, and then when the price came down, people knew how to use them and they bought them. The library is, in fact, Wichita, Kansas just opened a brand new main library this year, last year, 18, and they changed the name to Advanced Learning Library. And it has recording studios and video studios and communication centers, and it has a genealogy center, a funding information center, performance space, interactive and multi-sensory kids programs. And I think that's what you're going to see in the future.
So to be the you know, devil's advocate here, who pays for all of this, and why do we need all of this in this day and age? Why can't it just be go get a book and go home?
Yeah. Well, taxpayers pay for it. Local pet taxpayers pay for their library service, and Boise and Idaho is through property taxes. But why we need it is because the public library is the last best place, I believe, is my opinion, in the United States where you can get all kinds of information. We don't check you for your means. We don't check you for your age. We don't check you for your abilities. We do not exclude anything from the collection. So we have content that represents all faith, all political persuasions. Mm. You know, any of your value systems could be challenged at the library, but they could also be validated at the library. And there aren't any places like that that I know of in the United States that let you explore that.
I'm speaking with Kevin Boo. He is the director of the Boise Public Library, talking about how libraries have really reinvented themselves in the 21st century. So let's talk about librarians and really even rebranding librarians in a way.
So my career is almost 40 years old. And when I started as a librarian, I was a children's librarian, and I was a storyteller and a puppeteer. And basically, we were still using card catalogs, and we were retrieving books, and we were doing hand selling or book talks to the public and the kids in school to try to get them to get a library card and to check out a book. So it was a pretty passive role, really. You were reacting to a public request. And today, those requests have gotten so much more advanced. Libraries find themselves as facilitators and teachers oftentimes. And I call them access engineers, because you oftentimes get folks in that say, I don't know how to get a passport. Can you show me how to get a passport? And we'll walk them through the steps on how to get a passport. Or I don't know how to apply for a job at this company. Can you show me how to do that? So we find ourselves doing more of that kind of thing, since the world has gotten a little more digital, and then using traditional resources. And it's fascinating to me, because people still check out hard copies of everything, and that growth is still continuing, and publishing continues to publish hard copies. But the world of information, the reference type information, has really gone more digital. So we find ourselves helping folks ferret that kind of information out.
And, you know, I know our libraries are, you know, like, most of the libraries in Boise are closed on a Sunday. They're not open very late in the evenings, some of them. Does that need to change as we look at how people are using libraries?
We definitely need to expand the hours. Now, our libraries are open on Sunday. We have the branch libraries are not open on Monday.
That's right.
So we're looking at expanding the hours, and we know that people would like to be at the library. They'd like to have it open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I doubt if we'll get there in my lifetime. But in a sense, we are, because you do have the resources online that you can use 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But that's always been on the top of my list, to expand hours, especially on Friday evenings, and more hours on Sunday. It's only half a day on Sunday, and Monday hours at the branches.
And when it comes to this idea of reinventing libraries, and I'm talking as a nationwide trend, how did library leaders figure this out? And I ask that because when we see, yes, things are free. So, there's a catch there. But at the same time, I don't know if people would be as interested in coming in to just check out a book versus everything else that is offered. How did library leaders figure this out?
Well, a lot of it was public demand. The public just asking for that kind of relationship with their library. But the other part is librarians are very good at connecting people together. So if we don't have the expertise, we know somebody in the community who does, and we'll bring them to the library to do a class mm-hmm. or to have a conversation with folks. And the library is a gathering space that the public enjoys using, easy access usually, and free of charge. And nothing is off limits. Nothing's off limits.
And getting back to what you said earlier about these coding classes, mm-hmm. I mean, this is what kids do in this day and age. I mean, they do it at school. This is something mm-hmm. that is a part of their everyday use.
Mm-hmm.
So was that also public demand?
Partly it was, and partly it was partners coming to us saying, we would like to do this, and we think the library would be a great place to do it. And we did. We actually had a foundation come and say, we'll give you money to put on some of these classes and check out coding robots and coding kits. We've done that with Arduino activities. We've done it with Lego. We have Lego Camp.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it with all kinds of things like that, really focusing on STEM and STEAM. We like to add the A for art.
Right.
We have an art class that meets once a week with kids. We call it Art Lab. It's really cool. They use different techniques. But it goes back to us wanting to teach ourselves to do things, relying on our own instincts and our own interests in a less formal way. And, you know, that's what Benjamin Franklin started the library for. He said the library is every man's university. And he wanted to make sure that everybody had access to educational opportunities.
And how about books versus digital? Is one winning over the other?
No. Books right now, publishers, and I read Publishers Weekly every week, it's still very strong for print. And digital is not as strong as it used to be, at least in terms of fiction and nonfiction. It's strong in things like periodicals and reference resources. But the hottest print market right now in the United States is children's books. And it's exceeding sales and print copies like you can't believe. It's in a strong growth pattern. And we certainly, about 16% of the library's collection that checks out is digital. But the rest of it is hard copy. So it's not going away anytime soon.
So it's this idea of making a library more of a community space. Mm-hmm. And some people may not like that idea, mm-hmm. but this is a nationwide trend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Especially in the newer libraries you've seen built over the last decade. Billings, Montana, Wichita, Kansas. You've got some on the East Coast and some in the South that have been built. And they're all following that same model.
I want to thank you for coming in today and
You're
talking so to me about this. My guest today, Kevin Boo, he is the Boise Public Library Director, talking about innovations in libraries. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thank you.